Well, last week in Asurim. As with everybody else, it's also like to do this week and make this design in Yamatza. Means to say here also everybody else is not allowed to wash their clothing. Or Sriki Baisis Mutarim, and there's one Mishpach of Sriki, they're allowed to. Rashi says, Linyan Matzah is the Pesach Tanya. And there's some Sriki and Amitsiyor and the Pesach to make like designs on the Matzah. And the Shisha Shayla, that the lady that's making it, has to take time out. Or Mechatmotzim, or further become Chametz in between. And even though there was one baker, Baisim, that he knew how to do it well, still was a late plug. So who here also? How could we let this one person to wash his shirt on Chol HaMoed? It should be a low plug. Just like everybody else is Rossi, he also should be also. And the Gemara answers, no. Ha'oma ma ba Rav Ashi, Izura Mechir Cholov. Here it's different. Izura Mechir Cholov means Izura Tamer Hu Kavur Bechalukai. He's always wearing like his garden around him. His belt around him, Rashi says, Kishu Poshet Chalukai, takes off his shirt, V'lev V'shcholak Achar, Not Leizu Mizeh V'kovu Bezeh. He takes off the belt from one person on the other. Vizeh Shein Lei Achar doesn't have another belt. Mechabse in Izur, he washes with the belt. Perei Kishu Mechabse V'Izur Imoy. Somebody sees him washing with the belt, your belt, everybody will know Shein Lei Chol, he has no other shirt. And that's why it's mut of him to wash his shirt even in Chol HaMoed. Usually there's such a din of a plug that we can't allow one person to do it, even though the town doesn't apply to him, or they left to other people. Only here by washing the clothing in Chol HaMoed, here there's a special heter. Here it's okay, but all the places talk here it's also. That's the loch over here, that two people that know one another, they're not supposed to be on the same table, him milchik sim pleshiks. Unless there's some heker in between, there has to be a different tablecloth. You have to have a heker to make sure to not eat one from the other. So just a kitzvik aloch again about two was a doyim we had, that about that you have to use a kli, it has to be a kli that shalom, you have to start out with a rias of water, and it has to be coming mikoyach gavra, it has to come from the person himself pouring the water. Now what's going to be about, we had the shalom about using a mapa, using a towel around your finger, so the mechaber says in kitzvim and kufsa megillah, that in main maya mitzvim in front of you have no water to be found in front of you, but roch geisim miyaba milin, 4 miles away, a lach or a mill, then yito yada the mapa. Then you're allowed to take your hands and wrap it around with a towel. The yoichal pasik, read bread, or devish tefu b'mashka. So mashma, only in the case we don't have any water. But mokim, you have water that's nimtza, then you should not be samach on this. And lechatchilu, you should not be samach to wrap your hands around with a towel, because we're afraid maybe you come to touch the food still. Therefore, you should always wash your hands first. Then the Mechaber says that Hamachol Achein, if you feed somebody else, so the one that's feeding does not have to wash his hands. But the one that's eating, even though he's not touching the food, still he does have to wash his hands. But that's the takana, whenever you eat food, whenever you eat bread, you have to wash your hands first. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this: Tipas cholof of a drop of milk, shenofor ala chaticha, fell on top of a piece of meat. So it depends. Im yesh bo benoisin tam v'yoisa chaticha, if you could taste the milk in this piece of meat, meaning to say the meat is not 60 times more than the milk, then also, and then this piece of meat becomes also. It has tam of cholof inside it, so it has an ismail of a basa b'cholof. Rashi says, "In Yesh B'yoyis to B'nei Sintam means B'yoyis of that piece alone." Kleimar, Shein B'yoyis to Chaticha Levada Shishim Levat Latipa. If this piece of meat is not 60 times the amount of the milk, so Miyad Naseret to Chaticha, right away that piece of meat becomes also. Or V'shar Chaticha, we're not talking about the rest of the piece of meat in the pot. That we'll talk about in the Gemara. Whether this piece asks the other ones or not, that we'll see later. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be though, near a sakadera? You mixed up the pot. So Rashi says it means higizbo, you like stirred it up, miyad, right away. Koydim shekibla chaticha tam natipa. Like true, the drop of milk fell on one piece, but before the taste of the milk went into the piece of meat, you stirred up the whole pot. And it got mixed up, it kits with everything inside the pot. Rashi says, the hashtun is arvo atipa bakulim. Now this drop of milk gets mixed up with the whole pot. Not only with the top piece of meat, but with the whole pot. So the Mishnah says, therefore, it depends.
In yesh ba benoisim tam b'yoisa kedera also. Means you have to include whatever's inside the pot. If everything inside the pot is not 60 times against the milk, then the whole pot, everything inside becomes also. But if everything together is more than 60, then the amount of milk that fell in, then it'll become bottle, everything will be mutter then. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye says like this, that tam moi v'loi ma moshe b'yalma, that is such a klal of tam kika, and just the taste of something goes in, and there's no mamoshes there, which Rashi says, Hodi yasrin in b'chol yisur mishenos nu tam beheter, afo pi shenoichol mamish kagoin, silik yisa. Here's a case, let's say a treifa piece of meat falls into a vegetable soup. So even though you take the treifa piece of meat out of the soup, but since it gave off taste, so the taste is also. Rashi says, v'yenkan el a time where there's only tam, only the taste of it. It's also midiraisa. So Rashi says, why? The garmini we bosta b'cholof, because we should learn it out from this isra bosta b'cholof. The yosra rachmona b'achidim, the Torah said he can't eat it. Even though what? Even though you take the piece of meat out of the milk, and the amount of milk that went in is only a taste of milk. It's not really called bema. The milk gets dissolved, you don't see the milk anymore. So it's really only a taste of the milk that went into the meat. Yes, the kid said, that's what Abai is saying here now again, that anytime you have just the tam, just the taste of it, for Loma Moshri, that you, like Rashi says, you took out the Yisr out of here already, and it's only less just the taste of the Yisr, the Yalma, all over the Yiraisa. That's what Abai is saying, I bring you proof that tam kik is also in the Yiraisa. Why? Because the E, Sakotai, if you can tell me and think, the Sakotai, the Rabbonin, it's only Yosem in the Rabbonin. But in the Yiraisa, the Svara would be, once you take the Yisr out, since there's only taste left over, taste is bottle brave, even though you could taste it, so what? Would the rice be bottle? If that would be the swear that's only us with the Rabbanan, if so, then, me bossa b'chol of my time will agarinan, then I'll ask you a question, like, why don't you learn it out from bossa b'chol of? Like, in this Isra, bossa b'chol of, I see there's a klal of tam kika, because in the meat, there's only a tam of the milk itself got dissolved. So, how could you tell me Tom Kik is only with the Rabbonin? Like, you have to answer, why don't you learn it out from Bosa B'cholof? So, what are you going to have to say then? You're going to have to say the Chiddushu, that Bosa B'cholof is called a tremendous Chiddush, and therefore, you don't learn out from Bosa B'cholof. So, Rashi says, like, the Chiddush is, Rashi says, the Shneim min Heter, Zelavadu Zelavadu. The Chiddush here is that you're allowed to drink milk by itself, and you're allowed to eat the meat by itself. It's only when they get mixed up together that they become asa. That's one chiddush. No place else do you have this. Every other place, either it's asa at the beginning or it's mutter. Here it starts out to become, it's mutter, and it ends up to be asa later. V'yoy, the second chiddush Rashi says is, shederech bishol nes was only asa by cooking it. B'lo yachila. Hilkach legerminu chum minayu. As Rashi is a little bit like Yosef, he says here that the asa is also out cooking it up. And now let a cook, you know how to cook Bosa B'cholov, even without eating it. So that's what you want to answer me. Why? That may be Tam Kikar rollovers only with the Rabbanan. And the reason why I would say I did not learn enough from Bosa B'cholov is Bosa B'cholov is a Chiddushu. So Abai says if that's true, he Chiddushu, Bosa B'cholov is really called a Chiddush. Then Afagab the Lek and Loisein Tam Namik. Then if so, like it's Kashan Amishnah. If Bosa B'cholov is a Chiddush, then it should be any time milk falls on top of meat, it should be also. Even if you can't taste it, like even if one drop of milk falls into 100 pieces of meat, it should also be also. And how come the Mishnah says, no, it's only also if you taste it? That's the most kasha. If it's a chiddush, then I forgot to lekenoise in time, it should also be also. Rashi says, a chiddush, amai katoni must be some the boy time, or you have to taste it, but lo nice in time, nami also. Do chiddushoi, chodesh berachmono. The feel cold though, even any little bit should make it also. Why the boss of a cholavu? It's mitzias, you have milk and meat together. El, what do you have to say, Rashi says, Shema Amina, no, that since our Mishnah says, if you cannot taste the milk in the meat, it's mutum, you have to say that it's not called the chiddush. Why the hokey kabbat rachmona doing with the klai kerem? The misanam mishum klai terubis, that the fact that each one by itself is mutter, that's not such a big chiddush. We find this other place by Klai Kerem. Each one by itself is mutter. Put the two together, it becomes also. So the pshat is the bus of Cholov is not called the chiddush. And therefore it's good that we should be able to learn now from Basra Chalav all over that Tam Kikir is the Raisa. Skip, that's what Abayi is telling us. Abayi holds Tam Kikir is also in the Raisa, and I learned it out from Basra Chalav. Rav says no. Omale Rav, Rav answers back no. Rav says it could be just a taste of Tam, not that Rav really argues, but Rav is just pushing him off and saying from Basra Chalav you don't have a good proof. Omale Rav, no. It could be maybe Basra Chalav Taka is a Chiddushu. And therefore, can't learn out from Basra Chalav all over the Tam Kikir is also. Maybe can't learn it out all over. But yes, the question of the Chiddushu, why is it only Yosef if you taste the milk, even if you don't taste the milk, it should be Yosef? The Torah says, maybe Derech Bishul Osra Torah. The Torah says, only Yosef Derech Bishul when you cook it. And that's called cooking. Like Rashi says, Omlach Ravo, Liyavim Eim Lavo Lakatari Chiddushu. Or the Karmat, yes, the question, even though there's no Mesin Tam, the Torah says, no, Rashi says, the Torah only asks that Derech Bishul, so Osha HaBosel is Basha B'choy, now they cook the meat in milk. Now, V'yein L'chol K'goyin Zu Shleitin Tam. On normal cooking, whenever you cook milk and meat together, usually that milk gives off taste in the meat. And therefore, if you can't taste the milk in the meat, that's not called Derech Bishul. That's not called you cooking up milk and meat. When you cook up two things together, you can taste both of them. So, Rav is just like telling Abayi, you don't have a proof. But so he speaks that Avad L'maisa, Rav does agree that Tam Kik is the Raisa, and Avad like, you could learn out, we learn it out. He's just saying it from Basra Cholov itself wouldn't be the biggest proof. Could be Basra Cholov, maybe it's called a Kiddush. Yeah. Danny Moore says, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, that Kivon Shenosan Tam V'chaticho, in the Reisha, the Mishnah, when the teep or the drop of milk falls on one piece of meat, as soon as it gives taste into that one piece of meat, is chaticha atzmanasas nevela. That piece of meat becomes iser, comes like a nevela now. Now the whole piece of meat becomes osa. We don't only consider the drop of milk inside it to become osa, but the whole piece of meat is osa. And therefore, now chapsanas kumina to yoisteros kola chatichas kulon. Let's say this piece of meat now falls into other pieces of meat, it'll make them all also. Yavnei shehin mina, because they're called min b'minoi. As it's meat and meat, and we'll soon see Rav goes to Shittos, it holds min b'minoi is not bottled. So this first piece of meat, don't think it's only also because of the milk inside it. And now when you cook it up with 10 other pieces of meat, since the milk now becomes bottled, so therefore everything is mutter. But you should know, no. Once that first piece of meat became osa, it remains osa. It's like nasa nevela. Even the meat of it is osa. And therefore now, it's called like a nevela. So if this piece of meat falls into other piece of meat, so it depends. If you hold min b'mina is bottle, so within shishim, it'll be bottle. The opposite advice the Rav holds, no, that min b'mina is not bottle, and therefore even though it falls into 100 or 1,000 pieces of meat, they'll all be osa. This verse says back, O male mazutra, Vrede Rav Mori Ravina. So Mazutra said back, this one, Vrede Rav Ravina, Vrede Rav Mori Ravina. Michti, let's see. Rav Kaman Omar L'Shemaita. Who is Rav going according to? The Chura, it's Mashma Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda Shita. The Omer Rav Yehuda always says, Min Bamina Lebotol. That if one piece of meat of Issa falls into 1,000 pieces of meat of Heta, even though there's no noise in Tam there, but still he holds Min Bamina is not Botol. So, you want to say Rav goes like a Yehuda? If so, the Gemara is Lema. If so, Lema Pligia the Rabba. It should come out then that Rav is arguing on Rabba. Rashi says, "What's the Bikasha then?" That Lema Pligia the Rabba, the Yomar Perigida Noshe. Several Yehuda come in the mina with the Vracher Sheim Mina Klema Min the Yisra Shtavim Mina. Almost so the Gemara says the Gemara says, "But even if you want to say like a Yehuda." The Guru is arguing on Rabba. Marcel, let's see, Lema Pligia the Rabba. The Rabba, shall the Jesus. Lema Pligia the Rabba, on Rabba. The Yama Rabba, because Rabba says like this, that Kisava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Min Bemino is also, he holds like this though, Kol Shu Min Uminoi, the Dover Achar, let's say it fell into something else that has Minoi, and Ein Minoi. Let's say here, this piece of meat that's also fell into other pieces of meat, and there's also gravy juice in the pot, there's also ein minoi. So Rav holds even according to Yehuda, what you have to do is, silek es minoi. Take out all the other pieces of meat, Kimi Shaina, as if they're not there in the pot. Vishaina Minoi Rab Olavamavatloi. Now if this first piece of meat that's also falls into this big soup pot, even though there are 10 pieces of meat there, but let's consider like those 10 pieces of meat are not there, take them out. What's left then? Only the soup. Now if the soup is 60 times the amount of this piece of meat, so the soup will be mevatel the meat. That's what Rav holds. So since Rav says here that it's always also, so Mashma Rav argues on Rav. Smorah says no, could be that the no, Rav is not talking about that case. Smorah says no, could be Rav would agree to Rav. Omle says like this, Omle, either nofel beroit of rak or chinami. If this piece of meat fell into another pot that has meats and juice, soft juice, you're right, chinami, that Rav would also agree that the einamina, the juice there, would be mevato, the tam of this first piece of meat. But Hocha b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskin, what are we talking about that Rav says? All the piece of meat remain also, Hocha b'mayaskin on the nofa b'raitiv ovo, that this one piece of meat that was, like, had came nas nevelo, fell into a pot of other piece of meat, and even the gravy was very thick. It was thick gravy. Rashi says, b'raitiv ovo means dak dak shavoso. The gravy itself is made up out of small pieces of meat. The shuman fat ones, and in fact, the kulim in basu, so this whole pot is called basu. Therefore, this first piece of meat, since it's nas nevela, so it's called a min basu that's also, therefore it's not bottle, even though there are 1,000 pieces of meat there, 1,000 times more than this first piece of meat, still it's all also. Because Rav holds like a yuda, then min de min is not bottle. Now the more so like this. Umay kisavar, what does Rav hold? E kisavar efshalus soichte mutam. This is a shiloh, can you squeeze out the iser or not? Like here, this first piece of meat, it by itself was kosher meat. Just a drop of milk fell on top of it, and it gave taste, it wasn't 60 times in that piece against the milk. So it gave taste into that piece of meat. So you want to say that piece of meat becomes osa. What's going to be though if you cook up this piece of meat and the tam of the milk goes out of it? That's called efshalus, so like you could squeeze it out, the mushroom. What's going to be efshalus soichtoi? If you squeeze out the tam of the milk out of this piece of meat, what's going to be? Does the piece of meat become mutter or not? That's a machlekes. So Moshe says, what does Rav hold? Omai kesavah, in this inyan of efshla soichtai. E kesavah, if Rav holds efshla soichtai mutter, that if you squeeze out the tam of the milk, so the meat becomes mutter again, if so then, chaticha mainasis nevela. Why do you say that this first piece of meat becomes nevela? It's like mamash called the min issa. And it would ask for all the other piece to me because min b'minoi, it's not nasis nevela. If it really becomes a nevela, it can't become mutter. Nevela can't become mutter anymore. Here, if you tell me when you squeeze out, when you get the tam of the milk out, it becomes mutter, so you can't say it was really nasis nevela. Then why is it also? Only calls them on you taste the milk. So this piece of meat fell into 100 other pieces of meat that you don't taste the milk anymore, it should all be mutter. That can be pshan rav. Elo the Gemara says, avad rav has to hold. Know that even though later you'll squeeze out and get the tam of the milk out of the meat, like in this case you'll take that piece of meat now and throw it into a soup, and all the tam of the milk goes out of the meat, so what? Since at the beginning the tam of the milk went into that meat, there was a tam of basa b'cholov, that's called nasas nevela. The piece of meat mamers turned over to become isa, but even the tam of the meat is also. If even the leg you cook it up and you get the tam of the milk out, so what? But the maisa, the meat is also, the meat remains also. That's what Rav has told. That's called efshin. That's called nasa nevela. Says the also. Deep was learned like this. Deep was learned. Rav, Rav Chanina of Rav Yechanan. It's like a machlekes between Rav, Rav Chanina and Rav Yechanan. It's a machlekes. What do we hold about this halacha? Deep was learned like this. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechanan. The yam, they all say efshin, says the also. And the chanami. They say that's called nas nevela, and even though you squeeze out, get the time of the milk out later, still it remains also. But Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Ba Rabbi, for Eshlokesh Yama, they both say, they say no, Eshta Sechte Mutter. They say Eshta Sechte is Mutter. So Mar says, yes, Anachnami. So far we're coming out that Rav has told, Eshta Sechte would be us that we have to hold. Rav has told, Eshta Sechte is us. Now the most the question is this taka true? This sova Rav is true, true that Rav holds. Eshlis Yos, is this true? I've written with them like this. kezayis boso. Let's say you have a kezayis of meat, kezayis boso. Sheno fal toich yorish acholov. You have a piece of meat, just the size of a kezayis, that fell into a big pot of milk. So what's the halacha? So my Rav says like this. Bosar also, the piece of meat taker is also, since the tam of the meat, this tam milk in the meat, so rather the bosar becomes all the Rashi says, shenos nachol of tamboy, the milk gives taste into the meat, so rather the meat itself becomes also. That's pshita. So my Rav, bosar is also, but the chol of the rest of the milk in this pot is shenos muta. That's what he passes. Why? The chur, because when the tam of the meat comes out into the milk, since there are 60 times more milk than meat, so the tam of the meat never goes into the milk. The tam of the meat is brought right away in the milk, therefore the milk remains mutter. It's only the meat that receives the tam of the milk, the meat is also. Now, the question is, that even though the tam of this meat, when it comes out, even though there's no more, even though you get the time out, still remains also, meaning to say it's not novela, the piece of meat itself becomes novela. If so, cholov amai mutter. Why is the milk mutter? Cholov novelu. This is cholov of a novela. Rashi says, hare cholov ma'at chenivu. Let's see. First, what happened here, a small piece of meat fell into this big pot of milk. So this the little bit milk that went into the piece of meat, that milk became nas nevela. Heis harei cholav muat, the small amount of milk shenivlu babosa went into the piece of meat nas nevela. That milk now also becomes nevela, becomes also shrei neser. Ukishachayzav niflat, when the milk comes out again, it goes back into the pot. Ukishachayzav niflat bishar hacholav hevle minu minoi. It's like minu minoi. Cholav osa v'cholav heter. For Rav Islay, mimba min loy botl. Tell me, Rav Hosen, like Rabbi Yehuda, mimba min is not botl. So have a kasher. Why is the milk mutter? All the milk should be osa. So that's the most kasher. What cholav amay mutter? Cholav nevelu. The milk itself should also be nevelu. Every drop that comes out.